when we talk about mother tongue, is the language you speak, even the language in your community. That's the first thing. So if the whole policy was to teach the child early in the child's mother tongue, and in implementation of that practice, you teach the child the language in the local community, I think there are two different things. And these are some of the things we need to sort out. We are trying to build a cohesive Ghana, a Ghana that we are all one people, one nation with a common destiny, a Ghana where we are interacting very well and integrating extremely well. Civil servants and public servants get transferred to wherever the job takes them. So I always give this example. I'm from Wa, I speak Wala. My wife from is in Zuma, she speaks Zuma. And we are both working in Hohoi, right? We have a child who is going to KG1. Which language of instruction is that child going to be given in school? The policy says Ewe, which is the predominant language in Hohoi. But none of the parents speak it. So what are you trying to do to my child? If that fundamental question is answered, then I may be in support. I said the jury is still out there, and I don't think I should be barracked to support something that doesn't sit right with me.
Would you say there should be a clear definition of what exactly a mother tongue should be in Ghana? Let's say we select Chi, that's okay. Particularly, the mother tongue in Ghana should be Chi, so in every district, it is Chi.
You see, when the president says we are reintroducing history, it is because in Ghana we seem to forget it. This same policy was adopted by Kwame Nkrumah, where he said the common lingua franca in Ghana should be Akan. And even the Akan, they should select that part of the Akan that is common and develop it such that we can write our textbooks. That is one of the reasons why a whole institute of education was set up in Cape Coast.